Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another new day of able to walk with you and experience you and just be lights in this world. Thank you, Father God, that you predestined us to be holy and blameless in Christ Jesus, our big brother, our Lord, our Savior. And we thank you for that, and we thank you for the understanding of godliness that is so important. We all want the high school stuff and signs and wonders following us, but we thank you, Father God, that we understand if it doesn't come from knowing you, it's worthwhile. And you would say, get away, I don't know you. So we thank you that you brought us into this marvelous kingdom and all goodness, blessed with every spiritual blessing. But we thank you, Father God, we understand we flow in harmony and we develop character, and character comes from fellowship and obedience, Father God, and just keep our shape, keep our focus. Thank you, Jesus. And as we look at this word this morning, we can see the example that Jesus, the Anointed One, has set before us, and our mindsets we can have the same mindset. That mindsets can become our motivation. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, precious family. We saw there in the beginning of Philippians 2, we got to tap into God's Spirit. His Spirit pours His love into our hearts, and then we built up from the foundation of what Jesus has made available to us. He's taken away sin, restored us into the family, so we can partake of godliness. The truth is according to godliness, Titus 1 verse 1. And we see our master copy, our big brother Jesus. We've been transformed into His image and likeness. We become true men and women, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. So here this morning we can see again the wonderful example He has been for us in coming to this earth. So it's Philippians 2:5-11.
And consider the example that Jesus, the Anointed One, has set before us. Let His mindset become your motivation. He existed in the form of God, yet He gave no thought to seizing equality with God as His supreme prize. Instead, He emptied Himself of His outward glory by reducing Himself to the form of a lowly servant. He became human. He humbled Himself and became vulnerable, choosing to be revealed as a man, and was obedient. He was a perfect example, even in His death, a criminal's death by crucifixion. Because of that obedience, God exalted Him and multiplied His greatness. He has now been given the greatest of all names. The authority of the name of Jesus causes every knee to bow in reverence. Everything and everyone will one day submit to this name in the heavenly realm, in the earthly realm, and in the demonic realm. And every tongue will proclaim in every language, Jesus Christ is Lord Yahweh, bringing glory and honor to God His Father.
Hallelujah. So here we see, he laid aside His majesty, laid aside His godliness, and He became a man, because man had become had fallen away and become like little devils. They were being seduced. They didn't know the rock from which they were home. They didn't know the wonderful love the Father had for them. And Jesus became a man, but He never allowed the sin. That sin is the devil. Sin is the spirit at work in sons of disobedience, and He never allowed that in. So He showed us the way, and there we can see it. The way is being conscious from where you come from, know what family you belong in, the family that made you, and the family's got wonderful plans for you with no eye has seen or ears heard. And then He developed there for 30 years. We saw Him just developing so that He can be a good counselor now, that He can be the shepherd now, to that He's got the name above every name, because the name above every name, He knows our names. He's got the answers for us as well. Every name is found in heaven. Like Jesus says to His disciples, don't rejoice because the spirits are subject to Him, People love signs and wonders, miracle, flashes of lightning, power. But he says, rejoice because your name is written in heaven. So that is found in humility, in fellowship, and in obedience. And that's what, that's the way that leads us into all truth and leads us into this fullness of this life. So it's a wonderful experience on a day-to-day basis. Amen. So taking the wonderful example of Jesus, we just develop on schedule. We labor with Jesus. Amen. Working with him. The grace of God is not in vain. It's to our gain because we have come. We have bowed our knees. The Lord has brought us to that place. We have accepted Jesus. We've bowed our knees to him. So now we're partaking of the day of the Lord. We're partaking of this is the day of salvation. Day of salvation, the day of salvation is to be like Jesus, walking in the footsteps of Jesus, doing the works that Jesus did. Because as much as the Father loved Jesus, he loves us. But we can see it again, guys. It's a growing and just a rest in. We cease from our own works. We died to the old man and to this world. And we are now alive to kingdom and kingdom realities in fellowship with the Father and Son, being led by the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.